Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 87. This is a psalm of the sons of Korah, and you might remember some of the other psalms that they've done, and they're often full of really picturesque language and really high emotions, so things about mountains and other sorts of nature-y imagery. So let's have a look at Psalm 87, we're going to read it twice. First, we're going to read it from the New American Standard Bible, and then we're going to read it again from the New Living Translation. Let's read together. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, city of God. I shall mention Rahab and Babylon among those who know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there. But of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will count when he registers the peoples. This one was born there. Then those who sing as well as those who play flutes will say, all my springs of joy are in you. Now we read again, but this time from the New Living Translation. On the holy mountain stands the city founded by the Lord. He loves the city of Jerusalem more than any other city in Israel. O city of God, what glorious things are said of you. I will count Egypt and Babylon among those who know me, also Philistia and Tyre, and even distant Ethiopia. They have all become citizens of Jerusalem. Regarding Jerusalem, it will be said, everyone enjoys the rights of citizenship there. And the Most High will personally bless this city. When the Lord registers the nations, he will say, they have all become citizens of Jerusalem. The people will play flutes and sing, the source of my life springs from Jerusalem. So this is Psalm 87, and we have some of that picturesque imagery right from the beginning. A talk about the holy mountain, the city founded by the Lord. I don't know if you've got a favourite city that you've been to. I've been blessed with lots of opportunities to go to lots of cities. I've actually been to the old city of Jerusalem and to the new city. I've been to Paris, I've been to London, I've been to Manchester. And every city is different and unique and has its own character. And what does this psalm say about the character of the place where God dwells? What kind of city is God in charge of? Well, the city of God is a place where all can become citizens. Where the Most High personally blesses the city. Whether you're from this nation or that nation, all are welcome with God. And we've had this language used throughout the Psalms, this longing that all people would come to know God, that all people would know that they are welcome in his presence. Interestingly, the cities, the places listed are Egypt and Babylon, places which either enslaved the people of Israel or where they were exiled to. Yet even these places that we could easily consider enemies are welcome to become citizens of God's city. So be assured that there is nothing, not height, nor depth, nor width, nor breadth, neither angels nor demons, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Every tribe and every nation and every tongue is called to come and know God, to sing and to play the flute. Now, I don't play the flute. I'm hoping that that bit's optional. But to come and know the one who springs joy and life into our lives. To come and know the Lord. So know today, God calls us and welcomes us, that in his city is celebration. And we've got this phrase, this one was born there. Now, it's listed lots of people from lots of nations. How is it that we're born in this city? Well, what does Jesus say in John chapter 3? You must be born again. When we come to know Jesus and accept him as our Saviour, we are born again as citizens of God's holy city. He himself is with us. He registers us. He blesses us. So let's sing praises and bless him too. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.